Tribute. Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.
Hey guys, my name's Niamh O'Connor and this is my podcast Unscripted, a Go Loud original. You probably know my face from social media, but if you don't, this podcast is a perfect crash course in getting to know me. Some weeks I'm joined in studio by some of our lovely guests and we discuss some really interesting topics. And the rest of the time, it's just little old me, usually dumping my trauma on you or having some sort of rant. And spoiler alert, a lot of them are unhinged, although if you follow me on social media, I don't think you'll be too shocked by that. And of course, I take a listen to some of your trauma dump voice notes and answer your dilemmas, or at least try to answer your dilemmas in the best way I can. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. And if you're a new listener, buckle up and get ready for the ride because it's chaos. Right, I'm sure you're sick of listening to the intro, so enough of me, let's get into the podcast. Hello guys, and welcome back to episode 48. Guys, we have a very tired episode today, don't we, Lauren?
Yeah, both absolutely knackered.
Wrecked. We were obviously All Together Now. It was actually so fun. Girls, if there's anybody that's like not major into festivals or not like, you know, the element of festivals that they go on for so long and the crowds can be so rough, honestly, All Together Now is the one that you need to go to. I was buzzing to go to EP this year, and now, and we'll talk a little bit about that later, but I don't know if I'll actually go now for the 3 days. I feel like I'm all festivaled out after All Together Now, but I also feel like that's my new favourite festival. I love it. It was so good. The crowd, it was all kind of older people, wasn't it?
Yeah, like it was a lot older than what you would see at EP, definitely.
Yeah, like there was a couple of, like you would see the odd group of like maybe 18, 19 year olds, but like there was no yuppros. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
No, it was so good. No yuppros. A festival with zero yuppros. And it was kind of hippy dippy. Like I would say the festival was kind of hippy dippy festival.
Yeah, like I actually said on day one, I was like, there wasn't people like in their full on festival outfits really.
Yeah.
Like everyone was just kind of just going with the flow. Chill. And stuff like that.
Yeah, I kept going back and getting changed at night time into like tracks bottoms or jeans and coming back out. But it was so much fun. It was literally definitely the best festival that I've ever been to. I'm trying to remember, like, guys, the whole weekend was a blur. Like, me and Alex were even saying today, it was like a fever dream, like, the whole weekend. Like, who was even on Friday? Oh, Fontaines.
Fontaines. Before then, was that Wet Leg band?
Do you know who was going splats at Fontaines? Over, like, you know, he loves, like, techno music. Well, I don't know if he loves techno music, but it's not his kind of music. You know, Jay?
Yeah.
That was here. The whole rest of the weekend, he was like, Fontaines are sending me splats. But yeah, it was great. I actually spent the whole weekend waiting to see Nelly Furtado. And then, I don't know if you know Lucy Fitz, but I haven't seen Lucy in years. And we were texting each other right before Nelly Furtado, but I thought I'd have enough time to go find her and come back. And she was like, come meet me. I'm like at this tent. And then it took us like 20 minutes to actually find each other. So it was a complete fucking disaster. I missed Nelly Furtado, which was the one act that I was like, I really, really want to see. Who was your favourite act?
Oh, Fontaines, definitely.
Fontaines,
yeah.
I liked Fontaines. I'm not like, I feel like controversial saying this. I'm not like a massive fan. Like that kind of music isn't really my vibe. I'm a very much a pop girly, like cringe pop. Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo. Like that is my kind of buzz. So none of the acts really was I like, oh my God, I can't wait to see it, apart from Nelly Furtado and Seema. I was excited to see Seema. But I don't know who my favourite act was, actually. I can't remember.
I would have stayed up to see them if I wasn't absolutely bollocks tired. But I wanted to see the Groove Armada DJ set. But they started at like 1 a.m. And by then I was like, oh, I'm absolutely bollocks tired. Which I know isn't that late, but come on guys, I'm old.
That was like the beginning of my night.
Yeah. But I got back to the tent and I could hear them from the tent and they sounded incredible.
So good. Do you know who was sending me splats? Bicep. Right, no offence, Bicep, if you're listening, highly doubt it. But that fucking, I swear, it got to the point where I was like, if I hear another fucking techno set, I'm going to lose my mind. Like, I'm actually going to lose my mind. So many people love techno music. I'm sure there's loads of you listening, but I just can't get down with it. Like, give me a song where I can sing. I need to be able to sing the fucking words. What am I supposed to do when it's unz, unz, unz? Like, I don't understand. And I know people are like, feel the music. No, I don't want to feel fucking music. I want to sing. I'm trying to think. My brain isn't working today, guys. Do you know that song? I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. That's literally me. I barely have a voice. How am I coming in to do a podcast with no voice?
I saw Tommy Tiernan as well. He was pretty good.
When was he?
He was on. So he was actually on twice. And I saw him at. He was on from 12 until 1 in that big yellow and blue tent.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah, no, I wasn't a Tommy Tiernan. I'm trying to think. I really have so many memorable things of happening that happened on the weekend and I just can't remember. My brain is fried. Like, we were the last people to leave the glamping. Me, Alex and our friend Dan O'Gill, we didn't leave until probably like 4:30 yesterday. And then Alex fucking wanted to stop in McDonald's on the way home. Not only did he want to stop in McDonald's, he wanted to go into McDonald's on the way home.
Who like, wants to go into McDonald's?
No, kill.
Especially after a fight.
I didn't. I lay in the back of the car asleep while Alex and Dan O'Gill went into fucking McDonald's. No, thank you. Let me home. And then I got home. I ate 2 battered sausages in bed with curry and fell straight asleep. And I did not wake up today until 3:30 in the afternoon. 2:30 or 3:30. I can't remember. But and then I had a podcast at 5:30. So I was like, fuck, I'm screwed. So I'm thrown together today. But yeah, I don't know who my favourite act was. I feel like I didn't really have a favourite act. I feel like I enjoyed the actual festival more than I enjoyed the acts.
Oh, it was a really nice environment though. And what I really liked was the fact that you could just walk in with like a bag of cans or whatever.
Yeah.
Like there was no pressure to be buying drink at the stands and stuff.
Yeah.
Which was really different to EP because like obviously you get searched going into EP. You can't even bring a poxy bottle of water into EP.
Which is so stupid. I feel like altogether now that's the way to do it. If someone's going to a festival and they have drink in the campsite, like it's stupid that they can't bring it in. And the thing is, you still buy drink down
there.
Yeah,
like, you run out. Like.
Yeah, like I'd bring down, like you're only meant to bring. It's so funny as well. They did not search our bags at all.
I don't think they did anything.
No.
Because I had a thing as well because I was going down to the staff part saying that I had to have a pass for my car. And like when I got down there, like we just parked up and I was like, oh, do I have to walk back up with this pass? And they were like, what car park pass? So I was like, oh, okay, I reckon the rules are probably old.
Yeah, yeah. And they don't care. Like, we didn't get searched at all. And we had, like, way too much drink. Like, way more drink than we're supposed to have. You're either meant to have, like, 20 cans, I think, or 1 litre of vodka. And we had about 40 cans and 1 litre of vodka. But every day we'd bring down, like, fucking can after can of Smirnoff. Alex actually brought a full-blown bag of cans into the fucking arena and was walking around with them. But you'd run out and you'd still buy drinks. Like, I spent a fucking small fortune down there. Like, honest to God, a small fortune. But the fact that you can get away without doing it, I just wasn't arsed to walk back up to the campsite every time I ran out of drink. I really liked the Smirnoff stage. Who was that fucking DJ that was on? I'm being such a hypocrite because I'm pretty sure it was techno music, but like by Sunday I was like absolutely twisted, so anything would have been good for me. But it was like DJ Pussy or something. Did you see that?
No, the only time I was at that stage was when I saw you.
Like, yeah,
that was the only time I was at that stage.
Yeah, no, I loved the Smirnoff stage. We were down a lot actually at the Smirnoff stage. We were down there on the first day and the last day. But yeah, I really liked it. I actually think that's probably going to be a festival that every year I'm like, oh, I'd love to go to. But I seen, did you see Niamh Cullen stayed in the huts with Kildare Village?
Yeah, yeah, they were really nice.
I need to do that next year, honest to God. And you know one thing? Literally before I left, or me and Alex were talking about it yesterday. Next year, even if we do the glamping, I will bring like a single bed and attach it to the glamping bed. Alex is literally the whole. This is one tip of advice that I'm going to give to anybody, right? That's going to a festival with their boyfriend who is over 6 foot tall. Don't bring a double air bed. Bring like either a king air bed or a double and a single air bed, because I actually spent the majority of the weekend asleep on the floor, on the fucking floor. And it was hell. Dan O'Gill slept on the floor of ours on the last night.
like actually on the floor with Alex's jumper over him as a blanket. It was like, it's hell out here.
And how did Alex get on with the glamping in the end?
Yeah, he was grand. No bother. He was KO'd. Like even the Saturday night, I stayed out on the Saturday night till like 6 a.m. Alex went back to bed. He ate a load of food and he went into a food coma. And he must have been in bed by like 2:30. And then he slept until probably about 1 o'clock the next day. He was living a fucking dream. He was grand in the glamping. The tents got so hot in the morning though, didn't they?
Yeah, oh, ours was roasting. And yeah. We weren't in the huts. Like we were in the, just in like a standard little domed tent. Like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you bring an airbed or sleep? Did you bring an airbed or sleeping bags?
So we brought, because I'm a scout, so I have sleeping bags, but I also have like these inflatable mats. So they don't like inflate the way that a double bed, like an airbed would. They just like inflate, like say a few inches off the ground, say like this much.
Yeah.
So that you're not lying on the ground.
Yeah.
And they were perfect.
Perfect.
Like
yeah.
They were absolutely perfect. Because you could just then when it got too warm, just switch them, like flip it over and the other side was cold and also it was really, really
nice. Oh, that's nice.
But yeah.
It was hell because it was freezing at night, so you'd be frozen.
Were you cold?
Yeah.
I was not one bit cold.
Oh, I was frozen at night, like so cold. And the worst part was, do you know the one part I hate about camping? The fact that you have to get up and walk to the port-a-loos to the toilet. Because I am a chronic sleep pisser. Like before I go to sleep, I will convince myself that I need to pee like 20 times before I can actually sleep. I actually think it's like an OCD thing. Like if I feel a tiny bit of pee in my bladder, I cannot sleep. So I have to keep getting up and keep getting up. I swear to God, I must have been getting up about 20 times. I'd say the people that were like near us were like, what's wrong with her? Like her bladder must be fucking racing like a fucking racehorse. It was so bad. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Do you know what? I think I lost a bit of stone as well. I ate fuck all food the whole time we were down there. And I only realised yesterday when I came home, I was starving. I ordered 2 battered sausages and milled them straight away.
And walking up and down those hills.
Yeah.
Hell, my calves were killing me.
I'd love to see how many steps I'd done. See, I didn't, my phone was dead for like a lot of the time. Let me see. How do I see? Oh, here we go. No, that can't be right. How do you see your total steps? Hold on. I done an average of 13,000 over the last 7 days, but I definitely did a lot more than that. Hold on. 26,000.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Jeez.
No. I'm confused now. 1st of August, 15,000. No, 19,000. Oh, I don't know what this is doing. I don't know how I see, guys. But I must have done about 30,000 steps every day. It was hell. Absolute hell.
I got done, like, in the worst way possible on the Friday night.
Why?
So I was at Fontaine's and, like, Fontaine's were the only acts that I, like, really, really wanted to see for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And they were finishing up and I was like to Graham, oh, will we start? Like, I could tell they were coming to the end. And I was like, well, we start heading towards the back so that like I can get in the queue for the port. It was as soon as they finished, like the minute that they finished. Because we were down the front of the stage to the left. So
oh, so were we.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That's mad. And I saw so many people down there that that's mad. But anyway, headed back up towards the port-a-loos and as soon as they finished, I ran to a queue and there was like 4 people in front of me and that was perfect and I was like, grand. And like, you know the way they have the queues per port-a-loo, so like there's loads of them. So I was 4th in the queue, right? And there's this man in front of me and he was a little bit wavy, like he couldn't stay still, like he was falling back onto his feet, if you get me.
Yeah.
And he accidentally stood on my foot and he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I was like, don't worry about it, whatever. And he was like, where are you from? And chatting away to him. And he was like, oh, I'm a dairy farmer. He was like, I don't give a fuck about my cows this weekend and all. So we were having a good laugh and all. And the next volley goes into the port-a-loo. And the girl behind me was going mad then. She was like, oh, these fucking men queuing for the port-a-loos. Like, they shouldn't be allowed to use the port-a-loos.
Because there's urinals, like.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, oh, maybe, like, he doesn't need to use the urinals.
Yeah, maybe he's shitting.
And so your man was in there for a while. And I was like, oh, no. So next while I opened the door and it was pitch black. Because, like, Fontaine's finished at 12:30. And I turn on my torch. And Niamh, I'm not even joking. There was shit all up the walls.
You're a mess.
No, and I mean all up the wall. Like,
how did it go up the wall?
He must have squatted or something. I don't know. It's so gross. Like, I hate even talking about it. But I literally, I just swung the door back open and I said to the girl, like, I hadn't even done anything. I just swung the door back open and I said to the girl, I was like, I'm just letting you know, I'm about to squat and, you know, like, fucking close my eyes and all. I was like, hover is what I said to her.
Yeah.
But I was like, when you come in here, I'm just letting you know I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not having that girl.
Yeah, I think it was you. Do you know what? We were in the normal... So I was in the glamping toilets. Our toilets were lovely. Absolutely lovely. They were port-a-loos, but like they were always really,
ours were the same in the staff. It was just this one was in the main arena.
Yeah. But the camping, we were up at the camping, the normal camping. I don't know how we kept ending up there. Like, we weren't camping. Like, why were we there? But we kept ending up... Jay had a tent in the normal campsite. And I'll tell you about that in a minute. But we were up at the normal campsite and I was going into the toilet and there was a log of shit where the flusher was. Like, what do people be doing? Like, why are you not shitting in the fucking toilet? Like,
the hole that is there.
Yeah. And also, right, I have a big problem. So boys were pissing the whole, this was at Fontaine's, boys were pissing at that wall. You know, like, take their mickeys out and piss.
Yeah, against the fence. Fair play, just yeah. Aren't holding up the queues.
Lisa really needed to pee, like really needed to pee. And the queues, even during Fontaine's, there was queues for the port-a-loos. So she was like, fuck it, I'm just going to piss by the wall. Like, the boys are pissing by the wall. This woman comes legging it over, like skips the like five boys that are pissing by the wall to leg it over to Lisa and tell her that she's not allowed piss.
Was she security?
Yeah. I had such an issue with this. Like, what do you mean? How come men are allowed? So next camping festival I go to, I'm bringing a shiwi.
Yeah, don't worry.
I have one from when I got a BBL. I have one. So I am bringing a shiwi and I'm standing up to piss. I think that's such bullshit because, you know, if girls hold their pee, it can actually damage our bodies. Whereas I don't think it can damage men. So how come girls are not allowed to squat and piss like?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But yeah, there's shit all over the port-a-loos. I don't know what the hell is the story with that.
Honestly.
So bad.
And I felt like, I was like, I'm after having a laugh with him and all, do you know, that way. And I was like, oh no, I hate him now. Like, I hope I see him again and be like, see you.
That is just, like, how does it get up the fucking wall?
Like honestly, like, it was so unbelievable. I'm like, you would need to see a photo of it.
Yeah.
Like, it was awful.
And was there even toilet roll in it?
No.
Oh.
It was the main arena one. So like, there was nothing.
Oh,
nothing.
Yeah, because there's never toilet roll in it. No. Like, it's always a like shake it out kind of vibe.
Yeah, we had carried some around in the bag. But because it was our first day, we were expecting to go back to the tent.
Yeah.
At some stage, and we just never did. Because we were like, oh, we'll go to suss out our surroundings, blah, blah, blah. Never went back. No. So we never got the toilet roll. And I was fucking raging then. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, probably even worse after. No. Lauren, no. How did you even use it? I would have been.
No, genuinely, I wouldn't have. But I was like, I am absolutely bursting on night. Because I'd held it in for the whole of Fontaine's.
Yeah.
Held it in for the whole of Fontaine's.
You like, so
I
had like, to.
I had to. And I was like, you know, I just have to hover.
Yeah.
Like, I probably, to be fair, I can understand then how people are missing the seat. I was leaning so far forward away.
Yeah. No, I'd feel sorry to be, you know, the people, me and Alex are saying this yesterday, that actually have to like come and collect the toilet, the boilers and clean them. Like, I feel like that actually, like, no offence, that has to be the worst job in the whole world. Like, cleaning port-a-loos after festivals, I hope those people are being paid at least €1,000 an hour, because not even €1,000 an hour could get me to do it. Like, fucking hell, absolutely not. I'm trying to think. There was so many. Oh my God, Jay had this tent right up at the camping, but he got into glamping. Remember?
Yeah, he was actually telling me the other day, and I actually forgot to tell you when we bumped into you on Friday evening. Jay turned around because I had been talking to Ruby, but Jay was over talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
Next fall, he runs at me and he's like, Lord, what's the story? Do you remember me? And I was like, yeah, I only met you on Wednesday, Jay. Of course, I remember you. It was just the funniest interaction ever.
Yeah, he had a tent up at normal camping and he ended up leaving it there because he got the wristband for glamping. And the tent that he had in normal camping, two of like his friends, I think, or like Ruby's friends, whatever, stayed in it. But they were saying on the third day that like this was like this tent, like they were smoking fags in this tent and just putting it out on the floor. There was like, oh, the lads that were staying in it, their clothes were wet. And Jay was like, I don't know if they're just pissing or if it's rain. Like, I can't even imagine. Like, men's tents at festivals are always gross.
And did he
like,
just leave it there then?
Yeah, he just left it. Like, yeah, no, I'm not taking it back. Like, no way. But men's, so many people, do you know, people are going to come at me for this so bad. But when I did go to EP before, like I did social media and stuff, and I would camp in the normal camp, and we always left our tent there. Is that so bad?
No, I think people have done that like a good few times. I remember we brought one year, and they were actually doing they were taking away the tents for the homeless at the time. Yeah. And we left ours there because the middle pole had snapped. But they would, the whole idea they'd was you would leave it and they'd replace it. Yeah. So yeah, we left ours there.
Yeah. We so, always, I'd never, like, I know it sounds so bad, but I'd just buy a new tent next year. Like, I am not, on day 3 of a festival or day 4, you have a whole other thing coming if you think I'm taking down a tent. I can barely walk. I can barely walk my ass to the car. And you know another thing about electric picnic that I think, or about altogether now that I think is so different to electric picnic, the walk to the campsite is like nothing, like 5 minutes. Like with EP, I remember the last year, even that I did glamping, we must have been walking for an hour and a half. Like I think I actually started crying halfway through the walk, mm-hmm. and Brandon had to take my bag because I was bawling, crying. I was like, I can't do it. Like I just can't walk anymore. But we did glamping. I feel like the glamping is even further away than the normal camping at EP.
Yeah, they're opposite sides, aren't they? Yeah. Because one is behind the main stage and one is completely the other end of the...
Yeah. Where was the normal campsites? Like, I feel like the normal... It's always the opposite sides to each other. Even all together now, I'm pretty sure glamping was opposite to...
Because where the normal one is, it's through the forest, isn't it? So yeah, you can either walk through the forest or the open part that leads out where the Ferris wheel and all is.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, absolute trek.
Yeah, ours was like, did you see the boutique camping?
Yeah, it looked cool
literally
though.
Right up. Ruby's, I was saying to Lauren, Ruby's tent was right beside the stage. Like, I don't know how she coped with that. Because the main stage was, there was music coming from the main arena, like early in the mornings as well. Like, well,
that's mad. Every time I went down, there was no one on it until CMAC.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what is going on? How is there no one on the main stage? Like,
yeah, yeah. By early, guys, I mean about 12 o'clock, by the way. Not early at all.
I figured out as well, our bands were gold dust. Like, we could get in anywhere with them.
Oh, yeah, we were.
We had performer bands.
Yeah, we were in. Did you go to the guest area at all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fancy fucking toilets.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And I only found that out on the last day. What do you mean anywhere, though? Where else could we have got into?
Well,
knock on C-Mac's door. Hey, yeah.
Not well, like, I just mean, like, there was other people from the Go Loud tent that were going, like, behind the food stalls and all to use their portaloos and all in other places. Like,
no way.
So, like, you were able to just be like, oh, yeah, like, I'm working there. Like,
can I go in? Yeah. Deadly.
So, that was grand.
Guys, I need about a week's sleep. How long do you think it'll take you to recover?
I went home earlier than you. Like, I went home a whole day early. I went home on Sunday.
And you're still dead.
And I'm still dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No, I'm like very, very, very... I feel like it's just the camping. Like, you're not getting proper sleeps. Even if you get a couple of hours sleep, it's not consecutive sleep. It's like you're waking up. Well, I don't know about you, Lauren, but for me, I was just waking up. I was sweating. Alex was pushing me off the bed. I was on the fucking floor. The whole thing was hell. But the actual concert was very good.
I agree. Every time I'm one of those people that every time I hear a zip going, I'm convinced it's someone trying to break into my tent.
Yes.
And so
I kept hearing things. Like, I would feel like I heard the tent flapping and I'd turn around and I wouldn't be there because it'd be next door or something. But yeah, it was great. I sound like a princess. Like, I was literally in glamping. I'm like, ew, it was terrible. But it just, I think it doesn't help. The pods are actually really fucking warm, like so warm, like during the day and then freezing at night time, like really, really cold. But the glamping's actually quite cheap at altogether now compared to EP. You know them like dome pods, the white ones are like 1800 quid at EP.
And how much were they for altogether?
700.
Oh yeah, that's not.
Yeah. Under the Stars is what that's similar to at EP and it was fucking 700 quid, which is cheap as chips. I think Altogether Now is going to be huge next year though.
Yeah,
I think that is the last year of Altogether Now being a kind of cute like indie hippy dippy festival.
When you consider how many extra people went this year compared to last year.
Yeah, it was a big thing this year. Like, everyone was like dying for tickets and everything. So I feel like it'll get bigger. I wish we had more festivals like that. Like, we have kind of like Longitude is like, sorry, no offense, I go to Longitude every year, but Longitude needs to be cancelled, like wiped off the mat. Like, it's so bad. Like, the 15-year-olds going around riding, like, it's, have you been at Longitude?
No, I ever since Longitude has been introduced, I've been too old to go.
No, Longitude is like the worst because it's over 16s. So there's just 15-year-olds. Well, they say it's over 16s, but there's loads of people there that aren't even 16. And they're just riding in the back of the fields, like in front of, like, it's so bad. And they're all twisted. I don't understand. I would never let my 16-year-old go to a fucking concert, or not a concert, a festival. I'd let them go to a concert, like, you know, like Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, whatever. But like a festival like Longitude, not a fucking hope. I don't understand why anybody would. Also, Altogether Now, right? Altogether Now was very family friendly, but certain stages were not. There were certain stages that you couldn't pay me to bring a child to. And we were at the Smirnoff stage on Sunday. Now, it was hard techno music, like. And it was that one I was telling you about, DJ Pussy. Pussy. Or something. Yeah. But there was kids in the fucking crowd. And when I tell you, like, guys, there was this man, and I was telling Lauren, he must have been about 60, and he was frolicking, like, he must have been on acid. Like, that is the only explanation I have for this man's behaviour. He was frolicking around like there was no tomorrow, and, like, clearly out of his fucking head. And there's, like, a child standing beside him. I'm like, oh my God. Now, Altogether Now in general, I think, was very family friendly until a certain time. Then
definitely,
yeah, then it got the opposite of family friendly.
We left one of the DJ tents and there was this fella, and he was completely on his own. He was right beside the door of where you left the tent, and he was just lying on the floor, and he was literally like, if you saw him from afar, you'd think he was taking a seizure, but he was literally just rolling around the floor laughing. And I mean, like, he was like a wiggly worm.
Oh,
like,
that must have been Keh.
Honestly, looking at him, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, is he all right? Like, and I was just looking at him like, where are your mates?
Yeah,
like,
they just
left him there.
He must have been. You always see people. He was probably in a K-hole. You always see people in K-holes. Even when we go on holidays. I remember one year in Ibiza, right across from our hotel room, there was a group of lads, and there was one lad in a K-hole on the balcony across, but all of his friends were laughing at him, like, and he was like just rolling around on the ground. But yeah, you always see people in K-holes.
I was literally educated about K-holes as well.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, because this fella was, when we were waiting for Fontaines to come in, this fella was like dragged out of the main, like where the main stage was on the hill. But he was being dragged out by his mates, and he was literally rigid.
Yeah.
Like this. And I was like, oh, I wonder, is he after taking a seizure?
No, Lauren, your brain is
and
so
I was
innocent.
Like, no, but I was like, maybe, I was like, shouldn't they not be touching him? Like, because if he's taking a seizure. And Graham literally just looked at me and he was like, Lauren, let's be for real.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I was like, what drugs would do that?
Lauren, come on. Yeah. You're so cute and innocent. No, Kay, all of them festivals, like, you always see people in K-holes. I do not understand. Like, what makes you go to a festival and say, I know what I'm going to do, horse tranquilizer? Like, of everything that you can do, why is horse tranquilizer? And I know there's going to be people listening that have done whatever. Kay, why? Like, what is the, I don't understand what the attraction is to something that tranquilizes you. When you're at a festival, you want to be buzzed, you want to have fun. Why would you want to be tranquilized? I just don't understand. I don't get it. Especially not when you can go in a K-hole and your whole fucking night can be ruined. Like, there is so many things you can do. What is that, what you choose? Like, I don't understand. But yeah, I'm trying to think, did we see anything else mad while we were there? Some random man came into our tent on the last night, and he looked like Jesus. Like, he had long hair and long beard, and all we seen was his head coming in. He was like, sorry, wrong tent. I was like, okay, bye.
That's my worst nightmare.
Yeah. I don't know how people find their tents at camping festivals. Like, I would not.
That's why a lot of people bring those flags and stuff, I think.
So yeah.
Stick them in the ground, but. Yeah.
And find them.
Yeah, I didn't have that issue, because there was literally, like, I'd say 200 tents in the staff area. It was amazing. Like, it was just like three rows. It was
great. Yeah, I don't understand how they find them in the normal campsite. Like, I don't think I'd be able to find my tent amongst all them. I think I'd put an air tag in my tent.
Yeah, that's a great idea. There you go. There's a festival hack for you.
Festival hack.
Oh my God, yeah. Niamh Cullen actually gave us the best festival hack backstage. She was saying, because she'd been at Glastonbury earlier in the year, and she was like, she'd been there for like the 5 days, and she was saying the portaloos at Glastonbury are, I don't know if you remember them from EP a few years ago, they're like the comfy crappers where you step up a load of steps, and then you, like, it's just a hole, like you're sitting on a wooden seat, and it's just a hole.
Oh my God.
And it falls down into the sawdust. Have you heard of them? No?
No.
Well,
let me look these up. What are they called?
I know at EP they were called comfy crappers. I don't know if that's what they're actually, like, branded to be called. But like she was saying, that's what all the toilets are like at Glastonbury. So when she was there, she was like, obviously day two, day three, like it's bad because it's just sawdust.
Yeah.
And then they give you sawdust to throw down if you go to the toilet and all.
Oh, so it's smelly like.
Yeah. And she gave me the best festival hack ever. So you get one of those masks, like the COVID masks, like you used to have, and you spray your favorite perfume in it so that when you put it on, all you can smell is your perfume.
Oh my God, that's a really good one.
Isn't it? And she like, she had it in her little bag and she like showed it to us. And I was like, oh my God, like that is genius.
That is genius.
You don't even need to put it fully on either. Like it just has.
No, you can just hold it even over your face. Yeah. Let me see. Hold on. Oh, they had female urinals at Glastonbury. What the hell? Look, female urinal. You literally just lean down and sit.
Oh.
I love that. Give me a bit of that. Oh.
I know, you had to get in a video of the comfy crappers.
No, look, I got a video of somebody cleaning out a fucking...
Oh no, Niamh, no!
Brought my own bathroom to the festival. Someone brought their own fucking bathroom to Glastonbury. Do you know, guys, can I tell you, right? So back when I used to do EP, before I did social media, I would just do normal camping. I'd love, by the way, can I just say, I would love to do normal camping at EP. The campsite is where all the fucking fun are. Fun is at these festivals. Like since I started doing glamping, yeah, it's fun, but like the fucking campsites at festivals will never be better. So much fun. You have so much fun. But you know what we did at EP? So one of the girls, my sister's friends, would always bring a spare tent. Well, I think it would be her tent, but she would go and stay with her boyfriend. So her tent would end up becoming a storage tent. But also what it would become would be the piss tent.
No.
We used to piss in cups and throw it out.
No.
We'd piss in cups and just fuck it out the door of the tent and go back to drinking. Like,
Jesus.
It was great. Oh my God, no, I did something altogether now. I don't even want to say what it is. I don't know if I should.
Oh dear.
I don't know if I should say what it is. Right. I'll just say it. It's funny, right? So one of the nights I had got up like 100 times to piss. I was like, I'm not getting up again. Like, I actually cannot walk to the Portaloos again. I don't even know if I should say this. So there was this vase in our little glamping tent, right? There was this vase and I had these two little fake flowers in it. So I just goes, fuck this. I took the flowers out. I pissed in the vase. I threw it out of the tent. And I cleaned it the next day. Like, I had anti-bac and wipes. So I cleaned it the next day. But, like, oh my, I was like, this is like, if anybody's seen me doing this, like, and now I've just said it on the podcast. Come on, if you were desperate enough, would you not?
Oh, no, of course you would. Like, your name is going in a cup.
Yeah.
It's not your vase.
And it's not my vase. I don't care. God love the next person that has it. Hopefully they don't use it as a jug or anything. God only knows. Oh, it was so bad. Like, it was really fucking bad. Let me see. I really want to see these things.
These comfy crappers.
Yeah. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, so you go up the steps and then like you're basically sitting up on a ledge. Yeah. And all it is a hole with sawdust underneath.
That's not comfy.
No.
Why is it called a comfy crapper?
That's what they were called at EP 1 year. I know that much.
No, 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 no. Absolutely. That's hell. That is. And do you know what? I feel like it's probably the men that cause the most smell in these Portaloos, but yeah, it's the women that have to use them just to piss. That's why I'm like, I really like the idea of female urinals, or just let people piss like in the grass. Like, why do you run over? Like, why does security run over if a girl's pissing against a fence? But if a man is, it's fine. Is it because, I don't know, maybe it just looks less classy when a girl is pissing, men are kind of turned around, you can't see anything, whereas girls are like...
It's like extra nudity.
Yeah, yeah. Splashing. Oh my God.
No, 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 no.
Portaloos are just hell, aren't they?
Like, they really
are. In general, like, they're so bad. Did you have showers?
So, yeah, we had, when we got there, there was literally like a block of, and they were proper like, I don't know, I've never gone down to the actual... thing where the showers are in EP, but these were like little, they looked like a Portaloo, but instead it was like fully like just a shower cubicle.
Yeah, that's what ours was like.
Yeah. Now when we went down, there was no queues or anything, and then on the Saturday morning there was a queue, and it, like I said, there wasn't that many in staff, so we asked the guy at the back of the queue like, how long have you been waiting, and he was like 40 minutes, and we were like, oh, okay, like that's fine. So we went down into the main arena to go get some breakfast first and all. And then we seen the queue for the main camp. And oh my God, did you see the no. videos of it? Oh my God, you must have been standing in it for hours.
Why would you bother at that yeah. point? Like, do you know, ours actually weren't like a portaloo. Ours were a big tent. And then you walked in, the showers themselves were cubicles, but they were more like, you know, if you're at like the swimming pool or something, mm-hmm. like where the press the button showers, that's what ours were like. But if I was like, the year I did electric picnic in the normal camping, I did not shower. I brought antibacterial and wipes, and that's
like
how I showered.
Normal people do.
Yeah, like, why are you showering? Like, why are you spending hours? Now, I showered because I was in glamping. There was no queue at all. But, like, if I was in the normal camping, you couldn't pay me to shower. Give me an antibac. Give me a wipe. Give me a drink. And that's it. That's the end of it.
Because everyone's smelly by the end of it.
Yeah, nobody. You're not smelling worse than anybody else. Everybody stinks by the end of it. And you just spray a load of perfume, a load of deodorant and hope for the best. I actually, do you know what it was? The Saturday, I felt like I stank and I had a shower though. So can you imagine if you didn't?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I was like that the Friday when we got down and we like put up the tent and all, and then we went down to the go-loud tent.
Yeah.
Everyone was trying to hug me and I was sticky with the sweat.
Yeah.
I was like,
because it was warm as well.
Yeah, it was so warm.
Do you know what? It was actually really nice. Sunday, it pissed rain and I was so drunk. I didn't even feel the rain. I was standing in the rain. Didn't even fucking feel it. But in general, I think it was really nice weather. Hopefully EP gets really nice weather. The last time I went to EP was, guys, I'm so tired. We need to do like a yawn counter for this episode. The last time I went to EP, it pissed rain for the whole 3 days. And I felt like festivals are hard enough without it pissing rain for the whole time.
Yeah, there was that one year where they started telling people, like advising people to go home, wasn't it? Where like, because everywhere was just waterlogged.
I think that was the year I was there.
Yeah, I was there too. There was that the year Lana Del Rey played. Because I remember we went back to our tent like, and we just sat in our tent so that we didn't have to go out in the mud. And Lana Del Rey was playing in the distance. And, like, don't get me wrong, like a few of Lana Del Rey's songs, but it was honestly the most depressing evening of my life.
No, it was, I can't even remember what year it was or who was playing. I haven't a foot. Let me check. It was 2022, I think, was the last year I was there.
I can't remember what the last year I was there is when the bad dose of Blue Ghosts were going around.
Oh my God, don't talk about Blue Ghosts. I took Blue Ghosts when I was a teenager. Did I ever tell that story?
No, I don't think so. Oh, unless it's the one of you at the...
No, it's a different one. Should I don't even know if I should be telling these stories on my podcast. Like, God, me being like, sponsor me. Anyway, I took Blue Ghost when I was a teenager. But when I was like, I want to say about 18, they were huge back then. Like, everyone did that. Like, you know what people do now, nobody did back then. Like, I remember being at an after party once and someone taking out a white substance at the after party and all of us were like, ew, you're a crackhead. Like, literally get away from me. Like, everyone just done ease. Like, they were huge. And we used to go on this, do you remember Pill Report? Do you remember that website? No. Lawrence.
I'm literally little Virgin Mary over here.
We used to go on this. Now, I would never touch an e-now, just to make that so clear. And don't do them because they're so bad for you and you can die. But obviously, everyone goes through a bit of a wild time. I was a teenager. And one night, I took 4 Blue Ghosts. And like, my friend has a video of me. And this haunts me because I'm like, they could put this video out and cancel me. And I haven't spoke to her in years. But she has a video of me sitting on the ground of the bathroom cubicle in a nightclub. And you know when you're like cold, you're freezing cold.
Yeah.
And your jaw like is like clattering.
Yeah.
That's what was happening. Like, I was in ribbons. Like, I will never forget this night as long as I live. And I think that could have been one of the last times. Because I went through a little couple of weeks of being like, yeah, I love yolks. Like, but I never actually loved them. I don't like anything that makes me out. Like, even alcohol, I'm not a big drinker. I don't like anything that makes me out of control of my surroundings. But all the time it haunts me. I'm like, what if she just uploads that video one day? Like, I was really cold in the nightclub, but I think my eyes were rolling in the back of my head and everything. No, so bad. Took a pill at Avicii and took 4 Blue Ghosts to go to Electric Ballroom in Drogheda. Like, can you imagine? I feel like nobody really does pills anymore though, do they?
I don't really hear of it, do you?
No, like, I feel like it's stupid behaviour. Don't be doing pills, lads, honestly. guys, we have some really exciting news. I'm going to be at EP this year. Unscripted is going on tour to EP. I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah, it's going to be loads of fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. That was a big goal. When I started the podcast, I actually said to Alex, how cool would it be if I played EP? Because then we'll both be able to say we did EP, because yeah, obviously yeah, Alex has. So that, why is my leg up here? Guys, if you could see how I sit for this podcast half of the time. So it was, when I started the podcast, I was like, I'd love to be able to say I did EP 1 year. And it's basically the first year of the podcast and we're doing EP. So
yeah.
That's really exciting. I'm very nervous, so you better come and see me, lads, please. Like, honestly, if you don't, I will cry. We'll have to get a guest as well. We'll have to
And play surprise lots of games.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Definitely.
We honestly, like, only officially locked it in the last, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
So
I actually found out when I was in Albufeira. Well, on the way to Albufeira.
Yeah, and Niamh told me.
Yeah. Yeah, because what is Kate, the
events?
Yeah, she messaged me and I just sent it straight to Lauren. But yeah, I found out at Albufeira. So happy days, very excited.
And then we also didn't know it was going to be announced until Ella tagged you in that story. Yeah. They announced the lineup. So
yeah.
I think it's in a bigger tent this year. I think it's got.
Oh, well, I fucking hope it's not. I don't want it. Give me a tiny tent so it looks full. No, seriously.
We'll see.
I don't know.
Your fans will be there.
Yeah, guys, please. I am begging you, don't make me go to an empty tent. I will be fucking scarlet in my life. So please, please, please come and see me. I beg you. We're going to have loads of fun.
We'll just have a rave. If no one turns up.
Yeah.
Just us and Kate.
No, we're going to have loads of fun. It's not going to be like a boring, like sit and listen to me. It's going to be, we're going to be really interactive, aren't we?
Yeah.
That's the plan. I want it to be really fun and loads of games and the audience being involved. So please, please come. Because for me, when I think of like, the reason I want to do it that way is because when I think of podcast at a festival, my brain, before I did social media, I would never think to go to a podcast at a festival. Whereas I think that's why you need to make it fun and interactive and blah, blah, blah. So please, please, please come.
And if you have any suggestions for what guests we should have on.
Yeah.
Send them in.
Give us loads. And if you have any game suggestions that you'd like to play, anything like that, send them in, guys, because we're going to probably brainstorm now over the next. How long? EP is soon.
It's 3 weeks, yeah. This is what I mean. We only found out 2 weeks ago. And because of All Together Now, we couldn't really plan for EP yet. Oh, so now we have to plan for EP in 3 weeks.
EP is going to
be mad.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Literally 2 weeks. It's on the 29th. It starts on, the early entry is the 28th. Then it starts the 29th. So today is the 5th. So it is literally 3 weeks and 3 days away.
Now, because I'm after being at All Together Now, I'm like, am I arsed to do EP? But not to do, like, actually, I'm going to do EP because I'm doing the podcast. But to actually do the festival, I'm like, oh, am I bothered? But
is there anyone you really want to see?
I don't even know who's playing.
Chapel Rowan.
Oh, yeah. I really want to see Chapel Rowan. Yeah, I really want to see Kings Leon.
Sam Fender.
No, don't care about him.
Fatboy Slim.
No, don't care about him.
Kneecap.
Yeah, really want to see Kneecap. Oh, I have to go. I really want to see Kneecap. I've never seen Kneecap live and people say they're great live. So I'd love to see them.
I'm hoping I've like scoped out their schedule over the next while. And I think they are potentially playing the same day that the podcast is potentially on.
Right.
TBC.
Hopefully not at the same time.
No, as if they'd be on the same time. They'd be on mains.
Yeah, at night time.
Yeah. Well, you'd hope.
Oh my God, I posted on my story saying I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Someone replied, just praying to God that I don't believe in.
Hosier's playing as well. Do you like Hosier?
Take me to church. It's not really the festival vibe, is it?
Yeah, and I wouldn't mind. He's above Chapel Rowan on the fucking lineup.
Oh no, Chapel Rowan is... I'd love...
Becky Hill?
No, Brandon is a fucking obsessed with Becky Hill. Like, Brandon eats, sleeps, breathes Becky Hill. To me, Becky Hill is cringe, like 15-year-old music, but Brandon is also about 12, so that's probably why. Yeah, no, I probably will end up going. Maybe I should just convince Daniel to go and we can glamp together. They have the Under the Stars left, but it's like 1,800 euro. I'm like, I am not paying that for a festival. Like, there's no way.
Khaki Kid is playing as well. I see.
Oh, yeah. Two-person super deluxe bell tent, 1,850 euro. And it's literally the exact same as what we had at All Together Now.
It actually looks smaller.
Yeah, minus the fact that you get a bed instead of an air bed. Two-person Lotus Bell, 2,000. Like, who is buying this? Four-person Super Deluxe Bell, 2,380. Four-person Lotus. Like, who is paying for that? The Lodge for two with an ensuite, 5,850. You'd want to be minted, like, $5,000 for a fucking festival. Like,
you'd want to be in with the celebrities.
Do you know what? I might just get a tent. Camp.
Stop. Do you know anyone with a camper van?
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I would love to go down in a camper van.
These are crazy money. Like, what the fuck?
If anyone wants to rent us a camper van, I'll drive me and Neve down. But yeah. Camper van. Daniel can come along too. We'll hide him in the back.
Cosmic Avenue. What the hell is Cosmic Avenue? Pamper parlor, vacuum toilets, on-site cleaning. Two-person classic bell, €1,025. You'd want to be fucking on drugs. Like, seriously. It's, well, for two people, that's £500 each. So maybe it's not. Well, it is kind of that bad, isn't it? Four-person classic bell tent, €1,325. That's not as bad. What's that each?
That's €330.
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Grand. Yeah, if you have four people. Yeah.
Yeah, like, that seems okay. But fuck me, like, just crazy money.
And the one thing about EP is they're so strict.
Yeah.
Like, you... The stuff we got away with those bands at the weekend, you would never get away with no. in EP. They'd be like, no, you know, you need to have the bleeding red band instead of the green band.
Yeah.
But then also you can't do it if you're a yellow band because, yeah. Like,
all yeah. And the searches going into EP are so intense. Like, you, EP searches are the most intense festival searches that I've ever seen. Like, they literally open your case. They open everything in your case. They look in everything in your case.
Remember the year the dogs were down there?
Yeah.
At the main entrance, that was really scary.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even have anything, but I was like, I'm scared.
I know people who had things that year and the dogs didn't do anything. Oh. And also, I shouldn't even, I say so many things that I should not say, but AVA Festival, I know people that had weed. Weed, guys, by the way, not like hard fucking drugs, right? But AVA Festival, I know people that had weed and the dogs didn't do anything. So I think that in those environments,
they're just pet dogs.
There's so many, no, they. I think they are drug dogs, but there's so much drugs that the dogs are probably like, what's going on? Like, realistically, a lot of the people going into EP are hiding drugs. Like, yeah, a lot of people, yeah. Like, even maybe people that aren't doing drugs are selling drugs. Like, there's so many, there's so much drugs at festivals. And the same with, like, AVA especially was very, it was the vibe. Like, you know, it was that yeah. kind of fest. It was long.
It was really ravey.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's why, because it was actually somebody that I know that was had weed. It was literally weed, by the way, guys, before you think that, like, I'm friends with some sort of crack addicts, but they had weed, like, down their jocks, and they were shitting themselves, like, and me and my other friend were standing either side of them, and we were like, oh my God, no, like, we're gonna get fucking arrested, like, or searched by these drug dogs. But no, it was fine. They didn't do anything. I think they're for fucking show when they have them. Like,
yeah.
Like, why'd you have drug dogs at a festival? Would you ever get a grip? Like,
it's not like anyone's going in with heroin. Like,
no. And but look, like, they do need to crack down. Like, especially, like, every year EP, there's like dodgy drugs going around. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen the EP app. I have the EP app, so every year I get the notifications being like, beware, pills, colour, yeah. purple, people dying or whatever.
Remember last year, I'm nearly sure it was last year, they had the drug testing thing and then they were like, but if you hand in drugs, you can be arrested.
So, right, these drug testing tents are like amazing because people are never going to stop doing drugs at festivals. You're never going to combat drugs at festivals. Like, fair enough, clamping down, maybe clamp down on like known dealers at festivals instead of like the person that's bringing in a bag of weed, like, you know what I mean? But because the problem is people going down with dodgy shit and selling it there and then loads of people being out with their fucking heads or drunk and buying it. But yeah, the drug tents, they announced and they were like, you can't get arrested. Don't worry, it's all confidential. Then the Garda announced, no, you will be arrested yeah. if you do it. Like, that is, to me, that's so irresponsible because that's a way to kind of combat drug use and make it safer, that you're going, getting things tested, making sure that it's clean and you're going to be okay if you use it. And I think people should be encouraged to use them type of things. Like, if I was going to go to a festival now and do a shitload of drugs, like, I would want to bring it to one of them tents and test it, but I never would if I thought that the guards were going to be there.
And especially if you're buying it down there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, not that I'm going to go to a festival and do a load of drugs, by the way, guys, because I know people take what I say out of context. But yeah, that's the thing. The problem is people selling shit down there and it's dodgy. Like, every year there is so many batches of dodgy shit, especially at EP, and it's always pills. I'm pretty sure it was like purple pills last year that were laced with something.
And they were in a weird shape. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Like jellyfish or something.
Yeah, yeah. That's E's are always in like blue ghosts, look like little blue ghosts, and then there's like Homer Simpson E's and gold bar. Guys, just remember when we were younger, I never done one of these ever in my life, but I remember when I was younger, like not the cool thing, they're not cool, but like people used to be like, yeah, I did a gold bar, and it's like apparently the size of two E's and it's like stuck together. But yeah, anyways, long story short,
don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs at all. But like them testing the drug testing tents, the guards need to leave them alone. Like, if people are responsible enough to bring drugs to a test kit to get, or to a tent to get tested, they're not the people you need to be worrying about. You know what I mean? They're not the people you need to be clamping down on. I fear that's older people. Like, I don't think that's the young ones that are making irresponsible decisions. Like, you know,
yeah,
maybe that's definitely very rude of me to say, but... Anyway, right, lads, I would answer dilemmas as usual this week, but my whole life is a dilemma right now. I'm still alive and I'm barely breathing, so I can't be arsed. Just to be honest, I cannot be fucking bothered with your problems. I have enough of my own. My house is a mess. My clothes are covered in muck. I have 3 days worth of clothes to wash, and I can't be arsed doing anyone else's dilemmas, so sorry. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this mess of a podcast today.
Please, we probably should have taken a few days off before we came back.
Yeah, do you know, even last week when you said Tuesday, I was like, Lauren, but then I didn't want to say anything because I was like, if
but I didn't think we would both like, well, to be fair, I didn't, but like, I definitely didn't think, and this me calling Niamh out here, I definitely didn't think Niamh would last the whole weekend.
No,
to be fair.
No, Lauren texted me on Sunday and was like, I can't believe you've done it, you're still out.
Yeah, I was fully expecting you to be like, I'm going home.
How do you not know me? Like, I am a party girl at heart,
but you're one or the other. Sometimes you're like, no, I'm tired, I'm going home.
Yeah, that's it. That's the thing with me. Sometimes I'm like very intense and not a party girl, and then other times I'm a very intense party girl. I can be one or two. But at festivals, I'm definitely suck it up and be, do you know what it is? I couldn't go home because I'd regret it. I'd have FOMO. Like, I have to be the last person to leave the festival. Like, you know,
that's fair.
It's the same at after parties. Like, I'd be there until the birds are chirping, even if I'm yawning, because I'm like, I'll miss some. I just have to stay. But yeah, anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening, and see you next week, where hopefully we're a bit more lively.
As usual, if you have any dilemmas that you want to send to us, you can contact us on Instagram at unscriptedgoloud, or you can send us an email at unscripted@goloudnow.com. Thank you, guys. Love you. Bye.
Unscripted with Niamh O'Connor, a Go Loud original podcast.